My question is, during World War II, when women started sporting pants, was that wrong?
What about those men in a culture that wear skirts? You know, the Scottish, I think it is, they wear the kilt. Oh, sorry, can't be saved because they're wearing a dress type thing. The idea here is in the book. In fact, I don't know the reference off the top of my head. Sorry, but the idea that Paul is teaching about, and Leviticus also teaches about, not appearing like the opposite sex, is to ultimately to stop any tendencies towards any homosexuality. We are not to appear as the opposite sex because God has made us different, and because He's made us different and made us to appear different, then we are not to confuse that distinction. Primarily because God has done that. Now, in a culture where women dressing a certain way and men dressing a certain way, and there's no dividing between them, there's no cross-dressing, so to speak, any shades of gray between them, that if anyone were to cross over, it would be a definite sign of an aberration, a sinful type aberration, then of course you have to do that at all. But wearing pants doesn't mean that a woman is in sin because she has a pair of pants on any more than a guy having a kilt on would mean he was in sin because he had a dress-like thing on. The culture has a great deal to do with how we're to interpret that kind of stuff.